Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, it's Avery Hart here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of sass. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mental energy tank is constantly on E and you're just barely making it through the day? We've all been there. The world can be a whirlwind, demanding our attention, draining our focus, and leaving us feeling frazzled and burnt out. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like giving your mind and body the oil change they desperately need to keep running smoothly. Today, we're diving into why prioritizing your mental health is non-negotiable in this crazy world. Think of it as an investment, investing in yourself so you can show up as the best version of you, every single day. Get ready to unlock some powerful tools to help you recharge, refocus, and reclaim your inner zen. So, what does self-care actually look like? It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about consciously choosing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. First up, we have boundary setting. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, when you really want to say, no? Learn to recognize your limits and politely decline requests that drain your energy. You deserve time for yourself, trust me. This is where those stoic principles come in handy. Remember, you can't control everything around you, but you can control how you react to it. Next, let's talk about mindfulness. It's about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, try taking a few minutes each day just to breathe deeply, notice the sensations around you, and let go of any racing thoughts. There are tons of apps that can help with guided meditations if you're new to this. Then there's connection. Humans are social creatures, so nurturing those relationships is crucial. Make time for quality conversations with loved ones, join a club or group based on your interests, or simply reach out to someone who makes you feel good. Strong connections provide support and a sense of belonging, both vital for mental well-being. Now, let's not forget about physical health. Eating nourishing food, getting regular exercise, and prioritizing sleep are all essential for maintaining a healthy mind. Think of it like this. Your body is your temple, so treat it with respect. Finally, engage in activities that bring you joy. This could be anything from painting to playing music to simply taking a walk in nature. Make time for things that spark your passion and make you feel alive. You deserve to have fun. You know that feeling when you're rushing around, trying to juggle a million things at once? Suddenly, you get hit with this wave of stress and anxiety. Your mind feels foggy, your body feels tense, and you just want to crawl under the covers and disappear. Sound familiar? Well, I had one of those days last week. I was up against a deadline, dealing with a family emergency, and trying to squeeze in some exercise, all while feeling like I was running on fumes. By lunchtime, I was completely drained and irritable. But then, I remembered something my grandma always used to say. Take a moment to breathe. So, I took a break from everything, stepped outside for a few minutes, and focused on my breath. I noticed the warm sunshine on my skin, the sound of birds chirping, and the fresh air filling my lungs. It was like a mini reset button. When I came back to my work, I felt calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the rest of the day. Let's recap. Self-care isn't about being pampered. It's about actively choosing actions that support your mental well-being. Remember those five key takeaways? Setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, nurturing connections, taking care of your physical health, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. These are the building blocks for a happier, healthier you. So, my friends, go out there and make some time for yourself. Take a walk, read a good book, call a friend, or simply enjoy a cup of tea in silence. You deserve it, and don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little self-care reminder. Until tomorrow, stay mindful, stay strong, and keep on shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.